It's a name ubiquitous within the classical world. The Canadian Brass, beloved and welcomed around the globe for over 50 years and founded in 1970 right here in Toronto. The ensemble was sidelined for a large swath of the pandemic, but is back with gusto here in 2021. The Canadian Brass have a new album titled Canadiana, and the group is on tour this fall in Europe and stateside. This new album features songs made famous by names like Joni Mitchell, Bruce Cockburn, and Leonard Cohen, but also Rush, Drake, and Deadmau5. It will be released this Friday via Linus Entertainment. The Brass have sold over 2 million albums to date, releasing over 130 different recordings. The ensemble features a young group of players here in 2021, inheriting the sound and tradition of the Brass. They continue to have a busy touring schedule, including an American leg of their tour this month. Joining us this afternoon is founding member of the group, tuba player Chuck Dahlenbach. Chuck, what a pleasure. Great to be with you on The Oasis.
Well, thanks for inviting. This is great.
51 years, Chuck.
we're going to have to start our first annual 50th anniversary, and then a second annual, because we were given a holiday for our 50th.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Right.
I mean, we're talking Rolling Stone-style longevity for you in particular.
Right.
Why did you start the group in 1970 with your bandmates? What was the hope?
Well, needless to say, we loved our instruments, and we liked making music, and the challenge was to develop an audience, because there had been no path to follow. And we quickly found out that if we found music that we loved, sort of like concentric circles, we'd find the music that audiences shared that with us, and then it was off to the races.
Pretty incredible, too, when you think about 130 records, the millions sold, the constant touring. Was that the hope when you got started, that it would offer this longevity and the success?
Well, I wish I could tell you we were that
ambitious.
Yeah. Our hope just was to be able to develop a small audience, maybe play colleges or universities on weekends or something. And each little hill we climbed, we saw another hill we thought we could climb, and it just kept building.
Did you feel like brass was lacking as perhaps a recording and concert experience in 1970?
Oh, absolutely zero. There had been no professional ensemble. You know, string quartets and then rock bands, Blood, Sweat, and Tears. I had a buddy in Blood, Sweat, and Tears. These were all viable enterprises, but a brass quintet just didn't have any repertoire, for one thing, and no path to follow. So we were pretty free to make our own decisions and make our own experiments to see what would work and what would be possible.
You must take a certain pride in the idea that there are so many brass ensembles, quite a few, post-1970.
Absolutely. We created some books of really fine music. We figured if it was trouble for us finding music, how about young kids?
Right.
So we developed a set of books just called Canadian Brass Book of Easy Quintets and then Intermediate Quintets. And there are over a million of those books out around the world. So if you divide by five, because you have to send out five books,
right,
there's at least 100,000 brass groups out there in the world somewhere.
That's an exponential success story, so we love it. You mentioned it a moment ago, but tell us about the last year and a half. The Brass, so famous for touring the world, and I would check on the dates from time to time, and it would just break my heart to not see the ensemble on the road, so it must have been a bit tricky for you guys.
Well, I told my colleagues, I said, I've been blessed. I was at RCA, Red Seal, then we were at Philips. We were recording in Netherlands with this cast of wonderful producers, and then Sony Records. And I said, and here I am in a small room all by myself twisting dials. What happened? how did this happen? But it was a challenge, and challenges are good. We all figured out how to use recording techniques and to record ourselves and put it together. And this album is basically done separately, all in different locations.
It's a story we hear a lot about, whether it be soundtrack recording or a quartet recording or what have you. If you're just joining us, tuba player Chuck Dahlenbach is here, founding member of the Canadian Brass. The ensemble is on tour this fall, and a new album, Canadiana, will be released this Friday through Linus Entertainment. Chuck, what was the inspiration for this record? You have so many. What made this project unique?
Well, we have our eyes on a few people we think that we should be performing with. For example, Deadmau5. We did one of his works a couple of years ago, and then actually made a point of going to one of the shows. It must have been 8,000 people. And we got to observe exactly what he does. And
quite a spectacle.
I think we could walk right out on stage with him and perform.
Right.
So we think this is quite a good possibility that in each case. In fact, on this album, Bruce Colburn joined us. He actually agreed to go into the studio. He was out in L.A., and he agreed to go in the studio and record one of his songs for this album. And what a treasure that is.
And you've got Nathan Schramm from the Attica Quartet. You've got the great Ingrid Jensen, the trumpeter from the jazz world on this. So a nice collection of guests and taking on not only the classic Canadian names like the Joni Mitchells and the Leonard Cohens, but like you've pointed out, Deadmau5 and Drake and Shawn Mendes, Daniel Caesar. So you guys are really mixed it up here.
Well, you know, just about every Raptors game, Drake comes. I think he's just seeing if I'm there or not. No, wait a minute. It's me seeing if he's there. But we definitely sit right across from each other, and I'm just hoping that he does take a listen. And I think he might be kind of pleased with his song. It's another... I think artists always like to have covers. Famous pop artists love to have their pieces covered. And these arrangements... it's one of my colleagues, and he's actually a brilliant writer. So we're quite excited about this. We think each one of these artists is going to be quite interested in hearing their music dressed up a little bit differently.
Let's listen to a little bit right now. Music of the Canadian Brass and brand new music. You guys just played Europe and then to the American South next. That's nice this time of year, I have to imagine. It's like you planned it that way.
Well, the European tour was a delay from a year and a half ago.
Right.
By luck, we're also back in Europe again at the end of January. So this is turning into a fantastic tour year for us. Starting right about now, we play two dates in Canada. But we have about 20 concerts in North America, United States.
In places like Georgia and Florida, and so that's a little easier to take. You're a snowbird this time of year.
Right. We end up in California.
That sounds good. And Christmas-themed shows, I would imagine, over the next month, too.
Yes, indeed.
The Canadian Brass on tour this fall. The new album is Canadiana. It will be released this Friday through Linus Entertainment, and we have something from it for you right now. But Chuck Dallenbach, founding member of the Brass, beloved tuba player, great to be with you, and congratulations on 50 years of this adventure.
Thank you so much.
Our look at the arts here this afternoon and the Canadian Brass.